Do you ever feel that there is more to life than what you're experiencing, but don't know how to get there?
At the heart of each of us is a desire to find meaning and purpose. However, many of us don't know where to begin.
Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Chua.
And I'm Pete Cofarcio. This show will teach you to be confident in your identity and embrace powerful mindsets so that you can fulfill your destiny and life purpose.
We're excited to take you on a journey to transform your life
so that you can transform your world.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Transform Your Life podcast. I am Steve Chua, normally in Los Angeles, but I'm 100 miles away from my partner, Pete Cofarcio. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Yeah, Steve, you are down in Philly, and I'm up here in New York. That's just about 100 miles apart, and you're on an East Coast
soiree
tour, I guess.
It's been fun. We just attended a wedding up in the borders of Connecticut and New York State. One of our ex-students in the Claremont area, her name's Jade. Congratulations, Jade. She asked my wife to officiate the wedding, so I got to tag along. And then we were down here in Philly because we had a couple of appointments that we had to do with some old friends. And so, yes, unfortunately, I'm flying back tomorrow, so I'm not going to get to see you. So I'm really bummed about that, Pete.
Okay. No problem.
But
no
I problem. I did wave to you on the New Jersey Turnpike. I just want you to know.
Okay. Well, anyway. Steve, this week's transformation tip is a quote. We've used this before, but it's just so appropriate. The main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing.
The main thing.
And that just talks about our need to remember what is the most important and that it's a fight to make sure it stays the most important. That's our job, is to keep those things front and center and so we can stay focused on it.
And it's so easy to lose sight of that, isn't that, Pete? Just the way the busyness of our lives, sometimes the curveballs that get sent in, but sometimes the fact that we don't always realize that things are evolving around us, or we are evolving in the way that we behave, the way we think, the way we see the world ourselves. And that's really a great lead-in, because we are going to be looking at trying to find clarity, particularly around the area of our purpose. I've been observing recently just more and more people who are just quitting their jobs, basically because they feel that they're slaves to the organization and they've lost the sense of identity. They've lost the sense of purpose. But here's the crazy thing. It's one thing saying I'm leaving because I need to know my purpose, but it's actually harder finding it sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. I see that a lot with my clients as well. Yeah.
There's so much noise that goes along, and there's lots of people are saying you need to find the meaning of your life, or what are you going to do with your life? And people say, well, I want to do it with purpose, but what is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. How do we navigate that? And so today we want to begin to maybe look at this process of how we can begin to find greater clarity. And that's a really important word for today, clarity. Because once you get clarity, you have a pathway towards what you're looking for. And so what we want to do today is give you some really practical tips. What you're not going to realize is that everything you need is already there.
Yeah, Steve, it's a great lead-in. So first, a couple concepts that we want to get clear on when we're talking about clarity. Steve, you just mentioned one of them, is that it's already in you. We're not talking about learning something brand new that's a new thought that's going to change everything about you. What you need for clarity is actually already in you, but it's gotten complicated, right? By too much information, overthinking. Okay, the treasure, the thing you need to be focused on is already, you already have it. It's just gotten lost.
Yeah, it's like it's like a treasure hunt, right, Pete? You like the way you said the word treasure, because what you don't realize is that in your thought processes, all the clues are there. In your experiences, all the signs are there to help you find that your sense of purpose. It's just like we said, it's just clouded because you've never really known how to bring it out to the surface. So we're going to be going a bit of a treasure hunt here.
Yeah. So the other concept that we want to get a hold of is when we're talking about gaining clarity, it's actually a process of removal. It's taking things away so that that main thing, that treasure, that main thing that you need to keep the main thing that's the thing that's remaining. Maybe a metaphor that you could use is like burning off the fog.
Yeah.
You know, when the sun comes out, you might feel foggy in your mind right now, but when you get clarity, it kind of blows that away. But those things that are already in you still remain. It just becomes a lot clearer to you. So we're actually going for like simplicity. We're like looking for like a process of removal.
You know, sometimes, and we've said this on the podcast several times, but that beholding principle, that which you behold takes a hold of you. And many times we behold the problem and we behold what's not happening, etc. And it just overwhelms us. And in that process, it keeps us from actually seeing the important thing that you've been talking about. And that process of removal is so important because they just become the obstacles that sabotage us from finding that sense of peace, that sense of joy and hope to be able to move forward. So on a practical level, Pete, because we kind of conceptualize what we want to do, how do we begin to find ways to remove the fog? Okay.
Yeah. So one thing that we highly recommend is actually talk this out. Okay. Mm. Talk out what the current fog or the confusion or the multiple thoughts that you're juggling. Talk it out, because when you can start to articulate things, and especially if you're a verbal processor, and just having somebody that you trust that's a listening ear, maybe a coach, be able to articulate things starts to kill that ambiguity and that vagueness.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Vagueness is quite confusing. Okay, and often when people come and talk to me, they just talk in generalities. You know, it's mm-hmm. like they've got so many different things going on, and this just says, you know, I'm just feeling bored, or I've just lost motivation, or whatever it is. And the key, and I like the word that you use there, Pete, is to articulate, because articulate is defining and refining, okay, until you get to the why behind something. So if you've lost motivation, I would often ask a question, when did that start? Okay, was there an incident around that? What does the lack of motivation look like for you? Okay, what are you actually looking for? And you just begin to break it down until you come to this notion, that's what it is. And when you pinpoint it, you can see the light bulbs come in. And so I would really highly recommend, if you, like you said, Pete, if you've got somebody who you can trust to talk to, maybe you want to hire a coach to talk to. Pete's always a good one, by the way, everyone. or if you want to, actually, the other way you can do it besides speaking is journal it out.
Yes.
And just on a piece of paper, just don't worry about trying to be, I know we talk about articulation, but start, just get everything on the piece of paper.
Yeah, just start doing a brain dump.
And then as you begin to do it, you'll start seeing patterns. And as you start seeing patterns, you begin to articulate things. And so that's a great point, Pete.
Okay. So clarity, it's a simple concept, right? It's finding the thing that's already in you that is the main thing. It's a process of removal and taking away the complications and the fog. Sometimes it's helpful in the practical level to talk about what it isn't. Okay. And this helped me a lot, Steve, because I used to think clarity was other things. And I was trying to approach it from a lot of different angles. And I found some that weren't really helpful. So here's one of them is clarity. It does not have to be about understanding the big picture in life. By the way, I have a number of clients in their 20s that are really wrestling with this, like, oh, you know, I don't really know what I want to do with my life. They can get stuck there.
Well, it's this thing, and I get it, but I also, it can be a real major hindrance to a lot of people, is go chase your dreams.
Yes, you know, or your passion. Find your passion. Passion.
You know, and it sounds good, okay, because you do want to live with passion and you want to live with purpose. But sometimes you almost limit it to one thing, that I have to find the one thing. And what I've realized in life is not about one thing. It's about an accumulation of little things that become this beautiful book. It's like each chapter of your book takes you to the next step. And one of the problems when you start saying, you know, chase your dreams, follow your passions or whatever, is people start overthinking. Okay, they feel that they have to sort their whole life out in one moment. And that's not possible. Okay. And so you just sometimes, the problem is when you overthink, sometimes you begin to procrastinate or you begin to get stuck and you can't move. And so the best way to get yourself back into clarity is to take baby steps, to start moving forward in something. You know, recently I had talking to a guy who was basically has been unemployed for maybe just under a year, and he was stuck, and he was he's had this thing drilled into him, you know, what are you going to do with your life?
Okay. Yes.
And he didn't know. He was like getting stuck in the process. He got stuck in his head, feeling that he was no good. He was nobody. He was nothing. And then he started comparing himself to all his friends who seem to have got jobs or doing well at college or doing whatever, what's going on. And I just simply said, stop thinking about what you're going to do with your life. And just simply say, let's start getting your life moving forward. Because if you don't move forward, you stop. And if you stop, you're stuck. Okay. Yeah. And so I said, go find a job. Okay. And don't worry if it's just a small part-time job or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a perfect fit.
And within a week, he's got three jobs. 2 weeks, he's got three jobs. Okay. Three part-time jobs. And all of a sudden he's feeling good because he's feeling like he's got money and he's feeling like he can save up for stuff and he's feeling good about himself again. And to get yourself unstuck by doing the little baby steps, sometimes it's the thing that gets you activated. And now he's got more hope. And now we can begin to work with someone because he wants to see something, you know, productive.
Steve, that is just such good practical advice. And we're going to keep giving you tips on how to get the big picture. But if you can't, don't sweat it. Just get active and start taking baby steps towards something. I mean, sometimes these things are, you just find them along the way. And it's great to want to know it and want to have clarity. But, you know, sometimes it just appears. So don't sweat it too much.
I just want to say, I never dreamed the big picture would be I would be a coach.
Okay. Yeah.
I literally just the opportunity presented. And next thing you know, it's there. And I realized all the other things in my life had prepared me for this. You know, so again, you don't always have to know the big thing. Just see the next thing. And that will lead you to the right thing.
Yeah. So the second kind of pitfall of like what clarity isn't is related to that one. And that's expecting, you know, clarity to be a silver bullet, like something that's going to explain everything in your life.
Well, wouldn't like, that be and, nice?
yeah, it would. And to be honest, Steve, I was stuck for a long time, this just personally, because I thought clarity was a simple narrative that wrapped around everything. And that's really tough for me personally, because like I'm multi-talented. I have a lot of different interests. I'm always going after new things. I'm super curious and I can do a lot of things.
And I would so pass that everybody.
Thanks. But I was looking for some kind of statement to corral all of that. And that just wasn't going anywhere. In fact, the older I was getting, it was getting worse because I was accumulating more and more areas of interest. So when I just drop that idea, it's not one statement to explain everything. It's a clarifying statement to bring simplicity of the main thing that I can go after. And boy, once I let go of that fruitless exercise, things got a lot better.
I find, Pete, that people keep looking for a defining moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That will somehow validate who they are. And I've noticed that a lot of people are waiting a long time to find that. And even if they have a moment of greatness, it's never satisfies. You know, it's only fleeting for a moment. And then you have to look for the next thing. And so it's, again, it's not that one thing. So like I said, and I think if there's anything that you're picking up from us today, it's that there are these multiple little things that add up to big things. And we want you to be able to see that. We want you to begin to understand that being faithful with the little things actually create the bigger things to happen.
Well, and Steve, like that just goes right into the next point too. It's a pitfall when we're thinking about clarity is what I call like grandiosity. Like when this comes, it's going to be like this lightning bolt, hallelujah chorus is going in the background. Oh my gosh, my life is so incredibly critical and important. And this is the big impact I'm going to make on the world. Like, anyway, I tend to think that way. Not everyone does. But here's the thing. It's your power, your influence is 99.999% of the time going to happen through simple everyday acts and just showing up and doing your thing. And it's enough. Okay, that is enough. There's too many icons, I feel like, in the media and social media of like these individuals who have gone and launched these unicorn, tech apps that are like they become billionaires overnight, or amazing sports athletes or entertainment celebrities. There's a huge celebrity. It's almost a cult, really. And that's grandiosity. Okay. But if you're like, oh, I come along and I help other people make their jobs easier, that's great. Those people need you very, very, very much, by the way. But just like tone it down a little bit. You know, your purpose should be really accessible and digestible, right? It doesn't have to be way out there in the stratosphere.
No, I often say, if you need to allow your functionality to make you great, you need to work on your identity, because your greatness isn't in what you do. Your greatness is in who you are. And so again, it's kind of lines with that silver bullet thing. If you're looking for that defining moment to make you great, then you've forgotten how great you are, because inside, all the greatness is there for it to be discovered, mined, and treasured, and released, right? And often, another thing that I've seen, Pete, in some of these pitfalls when we're looking at clarity, is that people almost like keep too many doors open. Okay,
absolutely.
It's like they say, I need to keep my options open. But the problem with that is that your mind just gets pushed into so many different directions. And so you get spread so thin. Could it be this? Could it be that? Could it be this? Could it be that? And in the process, you're looking for something external to define you. Okay, when we're looking at purpose, purpose comes from within. And so there's a part where you just simply, how shall I say this? You need to not worry about getting things wrong, but just commit to something. Okay, and just say, this feels right, and just commit to it and go for it. And if it doesn't work out, just rejoice in the fact that you had the guts to go after something.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, like, another caveat I want to throw into this one that really helps. I think I struggled with this a lot when I was younger. I realized in my 30s, what I thought was my purpose or the things I wanted to focus on were shifting. Mm-hmm. And so then that left me with the thing, well, it's going to shift again. Why should I even try to declare what my purpose is? Because it's just going to change yet again. And when I thought, the thought hit me like, hey, for what you know right now, okay, get clarity on what you know right now. And if you need a time frame, the next 3 years, like just keep it at that. Mm-hmm. That's enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're growing, you're evolving. That's okay. But nobody's going to hold you to this. It's not a test. Well, you said you were going to do this and it's changed. Okay, which goes into the next pitfall is thinking that your purpose has to be carved in stone, like it's never going to change, because things evolve.
No, I think one of the things is that we often look at our past successes, thinking that that's our next step to be more to keep being successful. But I often say our past victories are often keeping us from our future victories.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
It's not because in the past it's bad, but the thing is, the world changes. Things change. You change. The conditions around you are changing. The environment is changing. And what worked in one season doesn't work in another. And so sometimes you actually have to let go and let go of the past in order to be launched into your future. And I've seen that several times. You know, we talked just now about me being a coach today. You know, I used to be a counselor. So I used to think the rest of my life, I'm going to be a counselor because I'm such a good counselor. And then when I get presented with a coaching opportunity, I'm thinking, I can't do this, you know? Mm. And it's almost like I got ambushed into it. And then when I got ambushed into it, I went, oh gosh, this is so much better than counseling, you know? And, I had to let go of what I was good at in the past. But having said that, what I was good at in the past was kind of reinvented into my future. All right. And so that's the thing.
You carry things forward for sure.
Yeah. You don't keep things concrete, but be willing to pivot and adapt and evolve what's happening inside of you.
Yeah. Steve, I just want to reference, we had an episode just a month ago. It was dated October 23rd and it was on unlearning. Okay. And that falls right into this category as well, is what you thought was fixed and right. And this is it. Cool. That you think that, but over time, I want to say it can morph. I'm going to go further to say it probably should morph. If you're if you're an expanding, growing human who's learning, you know, more about the world and more about yourself and how to be, how to love people better, it should shift somewhat. So that's okay. And then on a practical level, like markets, like business markets, this is especially true in businesses. Everything is shifting so much. If you don't keep revisiting, you know, say your business's purpose, and taking another look at it, like max every 3 years, it should be probably even maybe a little more frequently, you could miss out on shifts that are going on, and all of a sudden you're not nearly as relevant or profitable as you used to be. Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. And it's because we're so focused inward that we can't see what's happening outside. Yeah. Just one other, maybe the last area we want to talk about is, and we've kind of touched it over many of our episodes, but it's the lack of self-awareness. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're not aware of some of the blind spots that we have, or even sometimes we're too quote unquote falsely modest about the talents that we have. Okay. And so as a result, we feel lost. Okay. And so getting self-awareness to know how you're wired is really important.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, again, going back to that metaphor on the fog that needs to get blown away. Sometimes that fog is your negative self-talk. And you keep adding things like, oh, don't get a big head. So you bury your true gold, the value that you really get to bring to people, amongst all this other swirling, you know, self-doubt or criticism. And you can't see it clearly at that point. And so getting clear on what you are good at, what are your talents? What are your skills? Where have you had past success? And by the way, have you celebrated those? Right. And when you see that accumulation, and then of course, listen to other people, what they're telling you, what they appreciate about you. That is really, really helpful in getting to this point of clarity.
You know, I just got back from a major think tank in San Jose. I was in this. Talk about self-awareness. I felt very inferior. I'm confessing this right now. With these brilliant minds in this room. And I was thinking, what on earth am I doing there? And one of the first people who got up did this thing called Thinker's Wavelength. Okay. And it was this exercise. And he asked five basic questions. And in that process, we all added up the numbers of our scores, et cetera, and got the average. And I put my number up, and then he put this chart up, and it absolutely nailed me and articulated even further what I actually naturally knew but never really embraced about me. Okay. I was somebody who sensed things and sees things. In other words, sensed a really great opportunity and seized it to get it done. And that was so liberating. Okay, that moment of self-awareness. And then suddenly I realized that's why I'm in the room. That's why they brought me into this room. And in one sense, I knew it because, like I said earlier, the treasure's within. But on the other hand, I hadn't fully recognized it or accepted it. And so self-awareness is critical and sometimes liberating as you begin to get into this place of clarity.
Yeah. So just in review, just want to hit these points again that as you're working toward getting clarity, learning to articulate things really helps a lot. And then watch out for some pitfalls. Like if you can't see the whole big picture, that's okay. Just take the next step forward. Clarity is not a silver bullet that explains everything in your life. It doesn't have to be earth-shattering, lightning bolt, grandiose. Keeping your options open is going to hurt you. As far as getting clarity, you have to commit to some things.
Too many options. Yes.
Too many options. Yes. I mean, right, exactly. Thinking that it's fixed and it's never going to change, that'll hurt you. And then just you need to grow in self-awareness. So none of these things are really going to land with you.
Yeah. Well, in all of this, we want to give you a transformation application. And the first thing we want to ask is you're listening. Come on. Are we overthinking things? Are you guys kind of thinking too much about the issues that you can't find your way out of the paper bag in one sense? And if you are, stop, okay? And realize I've got to just take a step back. And we would highly, highly, highly recommend find someone to talk to, someone that you respect, someone you trust, somebody you feel is wiser than yourself. Have a conversation with them. Don't be embarrassed to say that I'm stuck, okay? In fact, people respect you more when you're willing to say that you're struggling than if you're just saying I'm good all the time, right? So, I mean, if you get stuck and you can't find someone, look out for a coach. You know, look up and find somebody, because that's what they're designed to do, to help you get unstuck. So that's a transformation application. If you're overthinking, talk it out, find someone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Steve, I feel like I have more clarity even now.
I do.
After talking through these things.
I feel very unstuck. Thank you, Pete.
All right. Well, until next week, this is Pete.
And this is Steve signing off. Have a great week, everyone. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Transform Your Life podcast. We'll be releasing a new episode every Monday, so we hope you'll continue to tune in.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show to reach more people around the world.
If you're looking for coaching or more resources, follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or our Instagram page, From the Insight Out.
If you want to connect with me, Pete Cofarcio, go to petecoaching.com.
And if you want to connect with me, Steve Chua, go to stevechuaintl.com.
Remember, we want to help you transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Have an awesome week, everyone.